Thank you, General Fortress, General Ross, and men and women, the Georgia National Guard. You know, when I ran for governor, I didn't really think about being the commander-in-chief of the Georgia National Guard. That's a pretty cool title. I like that. And you, I like it because you make us proud. And I want to reiterate again what General Fortress said. The legislature has been extremely supportive of what you all do. You are more well aware than we are of your vital integrated role in national defense. Someone said the other day, it's not your mama's National Guard anymore. And we know that. You know that. Your families know that because of the role that you've taken in the active defense of the United States of America. That's always been the mission, but you've been called upon in recent years to support and prosecute that mission in a way never before, and I want to tell you that you've made us proud in the way you've conducted that. Your colleagues on deployment now are continuing to make us proud, and that's one of the reasons we're here today. I'm pleased to be here to sign three bills today that will have impact and support Georgia's National Guard, Reserve, and active duty military personnel as well. I love to tell the story when I go to the Pentagon that Georgia's always been a patriotic state. If you go back and do the history of servicemen and women through the years, you'll see that Georgia has contributed a lot of military leaders to national defense. If you look at those soldiers on the ground, the airmen in the skies, the sailors on the seas, then you'll see that Georgia has contributed more than its share of defense of this nation throughout its history, and we're continuing to do that. We're especially proud of our fellow citizens serving again in the Georgia National Guard as well as the reserves on active duty. And at any given time, several hundred members of the Georgia Air National Guard are deployed overseas. I was down at the 116th just a couple of weeks ago with General Fortress again, celebrating with them the in that blended wing, the receipt of that last E-7 Joint Stars airplane, again a wonderful time, again evidence of the fact that our men and women in the Guard serving side by side with active duty military. I went out and spoke to several of them there, Colonel, and I said, how do you tell the difference between the active duty and the Guardsmen? And he looked at me, chuckled, and said, you can't. And that's the purpose of what we're talking about as this integration and blended wing took place. Again and again, I voice the commitment of all Georgians to do all in our power to take care of our troops and their families as they defend us, either here or abroad. I first made that commitment when I went to Fort Stewart with the first deployment of our active duty troops with the 3rd Infantry Division mechanized initially going to Iraq. Today, the three bills that I will sign will fulfill the promise to the men and women in uniform. House Bill 404, introduced by Representative John Yates, who's unable to be with us here today, passed the legislature unanimously. That's a strong testament, again, to the broad support that you have in our policymakers. It will ensure that military spouses who leave a job to accompany their spouse that have been reassigned to a new location in the military are not disqualified from receiving unemployment benefits by that fact alone. That's important. It would consider leaving a job for that reason, quote, for good cause. That's a terminology in unemployment benefits that says they had reason to do that, and this will benefit our military families as they follow their orders and their assignments from here to there. Senate Bill 258, sponsored by Senator John Douglas, who is with us here today, a former military officer, retired, a patriot, makes a number of changes in state laws and procedures to remove hardships for service members called up for active duty of 90 days or more. These are pretty common sense kind of things. You sort of wonder why we hadn't done them before, but Senator Douglas brought this to our attention, and it makes a number of reasonable changes. Guys, you get out of jury duty if you're deployed, okay? I don't know that any judge is going to send a bench warrant for you, but I know you're relieved to know that. Provides a grace period for renewing professional licenses that may expire during deployment. We understand that our men and women of the Guard are professionals, business people, often having professional licenses that sometime expire during that deployment. This will give you a grace period. It allows service members to more easily terminate contracts, residential lease, mobile phone contracts, and agreements under certain conditions, and provides returning veterans with an honorary, I like this one, honorary hunting and fishing licenses for a year upon your return. We simply want to take these matters of concern off the table for our service members and their families, and who, quite frankly, have much more important things to worry about as you get those deployment orders. Next, House Bill 538, sponsored by Representative Larry O'Neill, also passed unanimously. This bill provides service members and their National Guard serving more than 90 consecutive days with a tax credit for their qualified life insurance premiums through the Defense Department's Service Members Group Life Insurance Program. It also grants service members an automatic and free extension, again, of any professional license or registration required by the state, as well as suspending any continuing education requirements during that same deployment. And I want to thank those legislators for these bills to help take care of the men and women and the little things in life that people worry about, the personal things that you think about and have to take care of as you get the deployment orders. I also want to thank a senator who's not here. It's always been a real patriot and help, represents the Fort Benning area, Senator Seth Arp. And I want to recognize the gentleman who is here, my longtime friend in the General Assembly. We came to the Senate together. He served during that whole time in the Air Force Reserves and the Air Guard Reserves, and then the Air National Guard and the Air Force Reserves, Senator Jack Hill. And we're thanking him for his service in that area, but also his service in the Senate and for passing a resolution this year urging Georgians to contribute and get making awareness of the Georgia National Guard Family Support Foundation. This is an important voluntary foundation that helps care for family members of Air Guardsmen. And standing with him today is a member of the business community of Georgia, David Ratcliffe, CEO of Southern Company, who has been a strong advocate for the foundation, continues to work tirelessly in order to get funds here. But this is going to be made easier for all of us because under legislation I signed previously, starting in the next tax year, Georgians will have a checkoff block on their tax returns, allowing them to contribute their refunds to the foundation. These are all positive steps, along with what David and the Southern Company, our business community, what Senator Hill has done in order to help us to fund that, that can help us do the kinds of things we want to do to support our families. Individually, these bills address some pretty plain everyday matters of life, but together, as General Porter said, they are a way that we have to express our gratitude and recognize the special sacrifices that our military families make for all of us. These bills are a way to make their lives a little less stressful and to show our appreciation to you and to your colleagues. I want to thank the Colonel from Fort McPherson for our active duty contingent for being here today. They're part of our Georgia family, and Colonel, I'd like to tell all of our troops in Georgia, active duty and guardsmen, when they're here in Georgia, whether they're here by birth, by choice, or by Uncle Sam's orders, they're part of our Georgia family. We want to treat you that way, and we appreciate you joining us here today. So to you and to the National Guard members here with us today, I've said this on behalf of Georgia military families again, but we should say it as often as possible. In fact, we can't say it too much. Thank you for your service, and thank you for representing the best traditions of Georgia as you give your best to defend America. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. Thank you.